Mary had a little man.
The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a segment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
I think we're talking
we'll
about
get
that
to you,
guy.
Mr. Sanders.
Let's talk
let
about
me,
it.
Can I say something?
Hold on. Look, first of all,
let me go.
I think, Tom, I think she was talking about my plan, not yours.
I think we were talking about math, and it doesn't take 2 hours to do the math. Because let's talk about what it adds up.
Let's talk about math.
Let's talk about math. Okay, so here's the math.
No,
here's the math.
Can I respond to the
doing nothing is what will happen.
Senator Sanders, you're allowed a quick response, and we would like to allow the other candidate.
Moderator, guys.
Senator Sanders?
Moderator. Is it my turn?
What was that? Fill in the blank. What was that? I've heard of cockfights that have better officiating than that. The XFL has better officiating than this. I mean, what was that? What was that? It was like Black Friday at Walmart. Who in the world thought that this was a good idea to put Gail King and, Nora O'Donnell. I swear to God, this, you cannot let people who are desperate for attention, just have their way with TV cameras in front of them. I mean, this is like, this was crazy, and it was an important moment. This was a real, I told you yesterday, this was going to be the last debate, and it was the last debate before, not just South Carolina, which, as much as we look at South Carolina on Saturday, it will go, right by you. And then the next thing you know, Monday, it's all going to be about Super Tuesday. But this was the last election before Super Tuesday. This was, and South Carolina, obviously. I mean, this was like sitting at somebody's, deranged Thanksgiving when you start talking politics. It would be just like if your family was made up of entirely senior citizens. What was that? What was that? That was such a disservice to the American people, CBS. I got to tell you, I was sickened by, that. It's like, a bunch of old codge sitting, at Christmas dinner and deciding to bring up politics, and with one young guy who's the out gay guy, the out gay nephew or the out gay son. Well, everybody else is like sitting there. Everybody was like, what the? And then, of course, it was the Bernie pylon on top of it because, that's their job. Their job is to win. And Bernie is winning, according to them. And so they decided that, hey, let's take Bernie out back and beat the crap out of him for a while. Let's do that. And I told you it was going to be a garbage can beaten. It was. There was no question about it.
Donald Trump thinks it would be better if he's president. I do not think so. Vladimir Putin thinks that Donald Trump should be president of the United States. And that's why Russia is helping you get elected, so you'll lose to him.
Bernie and I both want to see universal health care. But Bernie's plan doesn't explain how to get there, doesn't show how we're going to get enough allies into it, doesn't show enough about how we're going to pay for it. I dug in, I did the work, and then Bernie's team trashed me for it.
If you think the last 4 years has been chaotic, divisive, toxic, exhausting, imagine spending the better part of 2020 with Bernie Sanders versus Donald Trump. Think about what that will be like for this country.
Bernie Sanders' analysis is right. The difference is I don't like his solutions. I don't believe that a government takeover of large parts of the economy makes any sense for working people or for families.
We talk about progressive. Let's talk about being progressive. Walking distance here is Mother Emanuel Church. 9 people shot dead by a white supremacist. Bernie voted 5 times against the Brady Bill and wanted a waiting period. No, let me finish. And waited a waiting period of 12 hours. I'm not saying he's responsible for the 9 deaths, but that man would not have been able to get that weapon with the waiting period had been what I suggest until you are cleared.
I'm hearing my name mentioned a little bit tonight. I wonder why.
Yeah, you know why. Because he's leading in all the polls, and he's leading in California. He's leading in Texas. These are big states with big delegate counts. And I'll tell you what was really sickening. In the middle of the debate, CBS is so freaking corporate that in the middle of the debate, where you're supposed to have moderators that are like 60 seconds for a response, 90 seconds for this, and 10 seconds for that, they're running Bloomberg ads. It was the sickest thing. So no matter how badly Bloomberg did, you know, he had the audience packed with his, donors. And then they had the ads running in the middle of a debate. Whose brainchild was that? The sales department. And this is what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to explain to you that the reason corporate media is like that is because all the meetings, all of them, and I worked for corporate my whole life except for this here version of the Randy Rhoads Show. This is our own thing, all right? And we work really hard to be independent and do our thing. And, by the way, Free Speech TV is in the middle of a pledge drive. If you'd like to donate, that would be great. 877-378-8669. Just call them or visit freespeech.org/donate. That said, I left corporate media and decided to do this because every meeting I was ever in was about sales. It's all about selling advertising. You know, television is not about news or facts or any of the other things. Television is about selling ads. So is radio. It's about ad sales. So CBS decided, oh, well, we're hosting. Let's put our thumb on the scale and make some money. And they sold ads to Mike Bloomberg, who, by the way, is paying. This is an oxymoron if I ever heard one. Paid volunteers. Anybody? Paid volunteers. Bloomberg is paying volunteers $2,500 to tweet for him, to Instagram for him, and to Facebook for him. $2,500 to be for Bloomberg. And you don't think we have a problem in this country with clean democracy or deep democracy? We have such a freaking problem in this country with money corrupting everything we hear and everything we see and everything we think is true. So I got to say, and those tickets last night, by the way, those tickets last night were for sale. The tickets to the debate were $1,750 on the low end, and on the high end, I think it was like $3,500. Now, the Republicans sell their tickets for $4,500. You know, I mean, this is just so unbelievable. You know, if I'm paying $1,750 for a ticket, I better get a darn good swag bag. Do you know what I mean? I want a gift bag. I want like chocolate truffles with Mike Bloomberg's autograph on them. I want like a sterling silver fork comb from Amy Klobuchar. You hear me? I want a free weekend at an Indian casino, courtesy of Elizabeth Warren. I want free coffee for life at Starbucks from Tom Steyer. If I'm paying $1,750 for a freaking ticket, I want a hat that says Dog Face Pony Soldier from Joe Biden. You know, I mean, this is unbelievable. And Bernie has to give me free health care for life. This was so sad. What a sad display. The only other places that you find this many billionaires are like the luxury lounges at the Super Bowl. The only place to find rich Democrats this rich and this spoiled would be like the VIP group at the Oscar parties. Be like at the Vanity Fair, a post-Oscar party. That's where you find rich Democrats like this. I mean, honest to God. Honest to God. We have to stop all this, you know, this crap. Really, I've never seen anything that rank in my whole life. Very disappointed. Very, very disappointed, CBS. Really. I mean, this would have been a great debate to have NPR host it or PBS host it. League of Women Voters. Hello. Does anybody remember when the League of Women Voters would host debates? These questions were so, so dumb.